It's now 7 minutes past seven and Pádraic Lodge is here now with the papers.
While yesterday's newspapers were dominated by Jim Gavin's sudden departure from the presidential race, today it's another hasty exit featuring across all the front pages, that of Ray D'Arcy from RTE. Radio silence is the headline in the Irish Sun. No fond farewells as D'Arcy disappears from airwaves. Vex Ray is the Irish Daily Star's headline. Top radio star fumes as show is suddenly cancelled. According to a report by Orla Ryan in the Irish Times, discussions between the host and senior radio management about a renewal of his contract quickly broke down, and Mr. D'Arcy subsequently told the station he was severing ties without further talks. The Irish Daily Mail suggests his exit came after a fractious exchange with station bosses, and the presenter believed he was going to be on air to say goodbye, but there was a fear he would use the farewell to have a pop at RTE. Former radio manager Willie O'Reilly, interviewed by Ken Sweeney in The Sun, summed it up as an extraordinary turn of events. In a comment piece in the Irish Examiner, Gareth O'Callaghan writes that there were days he could hear the frustration in Ray's voice that he wasn't doing a more demanding show than the afternoon slot. When he tuned in yesterday, O'Callaghan observed how Shea Byrne was sounding as though he'd always been there in the afternoons, cosy and familiar. But it left him with two questions. Where has Ray gone and why such an abrupt departure? Niamh Horan in the Irish Independent quotes an RTE Radio 1 insider saying it's a cruel business, and she tells us that Ciarán Cudahy is the firm favourite to take over as the new presenter of Liveline, described in her report as one of the most highly sought after jobs in radio. The Times Examiner and the Irish Daily Mirror give prominent front page space to the Gaza peace deal, something the Mirror views as a moment of shared hope, coming after 2 years of unrelenting horror. Colin Sheridan in the Examiner writes that the world, fatigued and yearning for good news, will embrace this with open arms. Fianna Fáil MEP Cynthia Ní Mhiarrach, who contacted Taoiseach Micheál Martin in August, seeking the party's nomination for the presidential election. That's covered by Craig Hughes in the Mail. Ms Ní Mhiarrach, who shared the details with the parliamentary party at its meeting this week in the interests of transparency. The former Eurovision presenter said she'd wanted to put her name forward and discussed it with the Taoiseach, but she hopes now that there might be another opportunity in 7 years' time. The Herald outlines how Fianna Fáil spent more than €14,000 on Instagram and Facebook advertising for Jim Gavin's short campaign for Áras an Uachtaráin. The Independent carries a warning to consumers that they're facing a bleak winter after inflation surged to an 18-month high. Charlie Weston explains that food prices are the main reason, with higher prices for meat, milk, butter, fish and pints of lager and stout. The Irish Times has a report that a police investigation is underway after a mob of about 40 people, including some wearing masks, went to the home of the North's Justice Minister, Naomi Long, on Wednesday evening. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror brings us details of the winding up of the popular band Codaline after 10 years together. The report is headlined, "We're at the end of the line."